Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the text line, Jalen Petrie stock up, Dalton Schultz stock down. A lot of Dalton.
Wow.
Someone said Diggs stock down. Don't have a stock up.
Stock down. Led the team in receiving last week in a little win by three, huh?
Diggs was open.
Nine catches and Nico went out and led the team and. I think five or six of them were for first down.
He said, where's he been all season?
Yeah, I think there were some big expectations that came with him, and I don't think it's unfair to think that maybe we haven't seen that level of explosiveness to date. That's not crazy.
There's something there. There's also something to Nico dominating the hell out of the the ball, too. So we'll see. We'll see coming up. This week and moving forward over the next 4 weeks. Again, if you're just joining us, I'm sure we'll hear about this a little bit from CJ Stroud. Nico Collins going to the IR, will miss at least 4 weeks. Will miss the game against the Patriots coming up on Sunday, against the Packers in Lambeau, coming back home against the Colts, and then finally that final game at the Jets. He will miss, at the very least, those four games. Hopefully that is where it stands. But let's head to NRG, hear from the cornerback, C.J. Stroud, as he talks to the media.
Well, they can. I think Hutch will do a great job, Rob, Mitch. Definitely just next man up mentality. Got to be able to win football games without him for a little bit. Yeah, just growth, you know. Somebody who, you know, puts his head down, works continually, just really loves the game of football, wants to be coached. And really just putting good stuff on film, you know, in the run game, pass game. Things shot up for us really big in this pass game. So, just really good to get him going before, you know, he's about to, you know, start one or, you know, so on and so forth.
You spoke pretty highly of Drake May leading up to the draft. What do you like about his game?
I like his versatility. You know, he's very athletic. He steps up in the pocket really well. He only runs when he has to, not when he just feels like it. So gets the ball out on time. Really, really elite with accuracy. Excited for him, his first start, and definitely looking forward to matching up against him.
As a fellow high draft pick who started as a rookie, is there any advice you would give someone in that situation?
Not this week. But no, I'm rooting him. I hope he does good, not against us, but in his future.
Patriots,
what have
you seen? What are you looking to? What's
going to
be the biggest challenge?
They've been really stout, you know. So they've kind of held their team up for a while. Them and their special teams, and I think they're going to start Drake, you know, just to get a good flow on offense, which you know will be interesting because their defense has been playing very well. Gonzalez has been playing really great. He's definitely a good man-to-man corner. Does a really good job in that. And then 31 other side does a really good job. So they have a lot of good pieces on defense. Their D line is big guys and play big and fill up gaps, helping the run game a lot. 48 jumps off on film. He's a good player. So just all around another good defense to play against, and definitely just got to be aware of just all the stuff that they do.
Even after Nico went out, you all were really good on third down. I think like 7-for-14. Did y'all come away from the game feeling like? Excited about that aspect of it and something that you all felt like you all could replicate and kind of continue going forward?
Yeah, I mean, there's an upside of, being good on third down on a day where you need it. But also, trying to not be on third down as much is, something that, we can be better at. But also, owning those ops and, taking advantage of them and not just getting the first down but making them big plays, which I think that we did and got a lot of explosives on third down, which was great. So, definitely got to keep that up, but yeah, I feel like there was a good feel we got for what they were doing. They did a bunch of different coverages on their side, the Bills did, but same thing with the Patriots. They kind of mix up their coverages and you know, play some man, play some zone, do a lot of different things. So just got to be aware of all of it.
You kind of indicated to us you were not happy with some of the things that the offense, maybe even you, did in the second half. How do you kind of look at that stuff, learn from it, and then push it forward so maybe next time you can grow from that and maybe not have those issues?
It's part of the game. I'm not going to say I'm, like, happy about it, but I definitely wasn't, like, mad at myself. I just understood, like, try to bounce back from it. I mean, it's part of the league. Everybody is turning the ball over. Everybody is doing those things. But, you know, you humble yourself and realize you got to be better from it, but you don't hold your head down. So that was kind of just my mindset during that moment. And that's last week. Now we're on to New England, and that's what I'm focused on.
Stephon has been a high-volume guy before in the offense, any offense. How much does his experience and being counted on, can that help you guys?
Who is this I'm saying?
Stephon. And Nico's asked, how much can Stephon be a boost for you guys?
I think he can be great. You know, I definitely think that, you know, he's already a leader, but, you know, you can tell in practice today, he knows, you know, his responsibility now, Nico's out, so... that's really all of them. You know, everybody got to step up, and even myself included, you know, to pick up the slack where, you know, Nico isn't playing. So definitely just got to hold each other accountable and just be better at that. So definitely he's going to be at the forefront of that.
You guys are sitting on 1-1. How does that kind of feel to the first 5 weeks? Have your thoughts on one of the best records in the league
in
5 weeks?
Honestly, I feel like it's cliche, but, you know, you got to move on from it. It's definitely – you know, great to be in this position, but also, you know, I would say, like, we haven't played our best ball yet, so that's kind of the coolest part about it is just we still haven't played our best, and we're still, you know, 4-1, being able to win and really win in every single fashion. So I definitely feel like, you know, we can be a lot better, but and then we're still missing some guys out, you know, which I think will help, and that'll make it even better for our whole team. So definitely exciting, but, you know, 0-0 this week, got to play against a good New England team who I definitely think has slept on.
Can you talk about you just mentioned that everybody step up, including yourself. Drawing back to some of your experiences, maybe even to last year where you were down 11 or 2, what is required of you when you lose a key piece of just for yourself and looking for yourself?
Just efficiency, execution. You know, I think those are the two main things that I think about, is just being efficient, you know, not forcing down the field, taking what the defense gives me, but also executing when the play is there, you know, making it happen. So just a little bit of everything, but I feel like I do that anyways, but, you know, the just the mindset and the intentionality needs to be ramped up even more now.
You talked about John Ray and his importance to this offense, but now with not having Nico out there, just knowing that he can be that security blanket that finds ways to keep drives alive, the importance of his role in the passing attack.
Yeah, Dar has been huge. You know, as you guys can tell, he's, you know, not only just a great running back, but also a good pass catcher, a great pass catcher, and, you know, does a lot of great things in pass protection as well. So definitely just, you know, I think he's just getting started as well. He'll have another great week, I feel. But yeah, he's been huge for us, definitely on third down. And, you know, I definitely feel he'll continue to do that for us.
You talked about your record, you all being 4-1. How much of a role has that defense played in being 4-1 and them 2 weeks in a row going back and getting you the ball so you could put them in a position to win the game?
Man, it's been huge, you know. You know, I always talk about just playing complimenting football, you know, it comes from D'Amico, and the more we can do that, and you know, when they need to lean on us, you know, we're able to get another first down, like the Colts, you know, or do something to stay on the field. And then when you look at the last couple of games that we won, like, we needed them to close it out for us or just give us the ball back, which they've done. So it's just playing complimenting football, you know, definitely is great, and I think, if you ask anybody, you know, we can definitely play better, which is the coolest thing, like I said. But, yeah, it's been huge that they've been able to do that for us.
Can you talk about getting DP back, having just one more weapon back for you guys to work with on Sunday?
Yeah, man, it's really big. You know, I'm very happy for DP. He's worked really hard to come back. You know, it's not easy to be injured, and he's done a good job of just trusting the plan of the training staff. And, you know, he looks great at practice, and, you know, hopefully, you know, he has a great game, and I know he will. He's been working really hard. He's really motivated, so he's really big for us. All right,
that's the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, speaking to the media today. He addressed a few things. Clint, Tyler, I want to bring this to the table. Aaron Wilson reporting this. Texans rookie corner Kamari Lassiter dealing with an injury that could potentially sideline him this week, per sources, per league sources. Status still being determined as he updates. Kadar Hallman, who they just signed, obviously. Holy Stingley.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Boyd, D'Angelo Ross, Miles Bryant, those are the other corners on the roster. And this injury report that just came out, Clint, is getting long. Derek Barnett did not practice. Kenyon Green did not practice. Jake Hansen did not practice. Titus Howard did not practice.
Where art thou?
Kamari Lassiter, Joe Mixon did not practice. Laremy Tunsil, Jimmy Ward, Robert Woods did not practice. Hopefully some of those are some veteran ones with like Robert Woods in there. Maybe Tunsil, hopefully, or veteran days. But guys like Stephon Diggs was limited in practice today. Damian Pierce returning to practice today. So there's a lot there, but Kamari Lassiter is one to watch because reports that it could keep him out. So that's one to look at.
Yeah, I think Kamari Lassiter is the headliner there. Super concerned with Titus Howard. Still concerned with Joe Mixon. Robert Woods, a foot on a wide receiver. That keeps him completely out of practice for a guy that typically understands the importance of practice throughout the week. That's a little bit of a concern. The Jimmy Ward part doesn't look good. But I think for the most part, man, you look at the offensive side of the football. How are you going to get better running the football? Time together, time on task, together on task. How are you going to get better running the football when you got three of your starting five offensive linemen that aren't practicing? Your starting running back's not
right.
Practicing.
Kenyon
your backup
Green,
running back's limited.
Yeah, Kenyon
no,
Green. Did I say him?
My deal is there's some individuals that I'm really concerned about, just big picture. The landscape or the challenge for the Texans changes if you're missing a couple of these guys on the offensive side of the football. Obviously, Kamari Lassiter is, if you had Jeff Okuda sitting in the wings, you'd be okay. You feel like you'd at least have answers, but that didn't work out because of injury. C.J. Henderson, I don't know what the hell happened. He was injured during camp, but I don't know what happened there in terms of it just not panning out. You'd feel good. The depth at corner is clearly a problem, and Kamari being out, not practicing today, is definitely something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, so that's one to watch. We'll keep you updated more. We hear about the injury stuff there, but as someone texted in, are you sure y'all they practiced today? Yeah, I think so. I think they've got some.
I mean, the Texans did.
Practice?
The Texans did.
A few of them were out, but yeah, they did practice. Yeah. Also, on the text line, can we get a happy birthday shout out to my son, Aiden Garcia, from his dad, Corey Garcia?
Happy birthday, Aiden!
That's right. Happy birthday, Aiden.
That was a legit shout out.
Sorry, I came in a little hot.
Shout out, man. Oh, man. That's good. That's good. Aiden, happy birthday, Corey. Happy birthday to your son, and get him something nice. Not just some damn cupcakes to blow candles out.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.